If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
So this is the mystery, that through the gospel, Jews and Gentiles are brought together not to worship like Jews, or especially not to worship the one God as pagan idol worshipers, but together to worship the Messiah, God in flesh.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, I have a confession to make. No, nothing extraordinary. I just don't like fiction. I am not a big fan of reading fiction, particularly mysteries. For some reason, I get bored with the process. You are probably getting bored with me telling you already. Well, and yet sometimes I can watch it on TV or the movies. Mystery shows like semi-news shows of 48 Hours, Dateline, etc., or dramas like the old shows of Monk, Matlock, Murder, She Wrote, can be quite interesting. Who done it is matched by how he done it to produce a fun done it time. It's something like that. Real-life mysteries are more captivating to me than make-believe. Once again, I'm not a big fan of fiction. But when lives are at stake, and it's not just a playful or academic puzzle-solving, it grasps my attention. I want to find the lost child, stop the nefarious plot, catch the culprit, even stop the terrorist. Now we're back to action fiction, like the show 24. But there are real-life mysteries that every one of us encounter just because humans are human and don't have omniscience. We're not God. We're not all-knowing. Some are like, where have all those socks gone that were put into the wash and never came out? But some are like, why does she continue to love me when I'm so much less than I ought to be? Well, that's a mystery. Well, we're going to talk about a very serious mystery that the Bible talks about today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, why don't we listen to Big Daddy Weave remind us of the wonder of God's relation to us. Every time I breathe.
Heard me cry as I tell you all the reasons why this life is just too hard. But day by day, without fail, I'm finding everything I need in everything that you are to me. Than all I have to give, but by your grace. your warm embrace. Oh, basking in the glory shining from your face. And every time I get another glimpse of your heart, I realize it's true that you are some marvelous God, and I am so in love with you. Yeah, 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 I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you.
In the Bible, Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus, Paul writes, "Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in the generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit of God to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things." So this is the mystery, that through the gospel, Jews and Gentiles are brought together not to worship like Jews, or especially not to worship the one God as pagan idol worshipers, but together to worship the Messiah, God in flesh. The mystery then, first of all, that is being revealed is the church of Jesus Christ, and its promise was a mystery from ages past. But let me show you how the mystery was unveiled, revealed ever so slightly for a long period over the ages. You see, in this passage, even Paul talked about God's work in creation. Yes, it goes back that far. And he talks about eternity and even how it was a mystery, an unknown, a hard to figure out piece for even his angels, according, quote, to his eternal purpose. As John the Revelator says of Jesus Christ in chapter 13 of the Revelation, the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Before Jesus existed in flesh, the mystery of the gospel was already in place for the second person of the Trinity. Jesus, as the second person of the Trinity, was putting it in place. It was in place when Adam and Eve were created and when they rebelled against God. The curtain was pulled back a little when God told them that Eve's offspring would crush Satan's head, kill him, even as he bruised the offspring of Eve. The mystery was hinted at when Abraham took his own son Isaac and laid him on the altar, but God then provided another sacrifice. And then the mystery was further uncovered when the all but dead Jonah was spit up by the fish after 3 days in the hint of an actual rising from an actual death of the Messiah, Jesus, on the third day after the Romans crucified him. You see, only the gospel, which acknowledges we, all of us, have sinned and are condemned to death, but also provides a substitute for our death penalty in Jesus, who then rises from the dead, a new body that will provide for us a new body, could bring all of us, Jew, pagan, atheist, Muslim, together to worship the one true God who raised Jesus from the dead. That's the mystery revealed. Only the gospel could create one new body, one new human out of all of us to create the body of Christ. That is, all of us who will receive this sacrifice, this promise, this mystery. Paul here calls it a manifold or very diverse and complex wisdom of God. And complex it is. How else would you describe something like God coming in human flesh? Or someone dying for the sins of the world? Or someone doing something that has never happened before? That is, someone rising from the dead who will never, 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 never die again. It is many folds of complexity. But, my friend, it is also simple. This mystery is very simple. Christ, the Son of God, is now ready to come to you and forgive you of your sins, cleanse you, and give you eternal life. Then you too will be raised to never die again for heaven and the new earth. You just need to say, Jesus, I accept you and submit to you. So will you? Why don't you pray with me? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I don't get all the ins and outs of this mystery, but I need your forgiveness, and I want the power to do good, to be what you want. I want eternal life. Please come into my life, into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd love for you to write me or call me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. Anyway, I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.